Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up?
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight. We got a lot of reviews for you guys tonight. A lot of stuff I know been very eager to talk about.
Before we jump in, I just thought of something, mm-hmm. So I didn't like give you guys a head up. Chucky teaser. Did you all watch it, and what did you think?
I did not. I'm trying to avoid it.
I watched it, and I won't say anything about it. But
there's not a lot to it.
I still don't think it's going to work as a TV show. I think this is going to be a one and done season.
You know what's funny?
I did see a headline about like a Charles Lee Ray backstory. I'm interested in that, but yeah, I don't know if that can sustain. How many episodes is it going to be?
13 probably. But here's the thing: it got inspired because of Hannibal, right? Did you know that? Like the series.
Yeah, but Hannibal you can do for multiple seasons.
Well, why
he's
couldn't you?
He's a motherfucking serial killer, dude.
Thank you.
I think
voodoo?
Yeah, but once you get over the fact of, it's a killer doll. And remember, you got to draw in non-Chucky fans, too.
Why?
So, you do to get the ratings that you need. You just do. And I don't know if the novelty will wear off for some people. I mean, yes, us, we will watch every episode, I'm sure. But it's not enough. I don't know. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
I think it'll do have a, like, the only other thing that would be comparable, and it's not even that comparable for a sci-fi show, is something like Tremors that had a built-in audience but didn't, like, kill it. But I think it's a different time, and I think social media is going to help this one.
Tremors, you have so much more you could do, too, though, like, because of all the different creatures, you know, like, you could definitely stretch out a couple of seasons.
That's why I thought about it. My kid was playing with a little... My little Chucky.
I want that. I want that one. That's one of the Funko mystery minis.
Yeah, and he didn't like this one though.
Yeah, that's what you. That's what this Jason over here is.
Nice.
He didn't like the other one.
Damn, the Leatherface. Oh shit! Was that is that Hannibal?
It was.
God damn. Fuck, that's like series one, too. Those motherfuckers are expensive.
Well, it was the head was just glued on like initially. It didn't like so. Mm-hmm. Technically, I could fix it, but
oh yeah, if you some super glue, that shit would be fine. Yeah,
he just it basically.
And now it's
there gone. Goes that eBay. That sucks.
If it ends up like Hannibal or Bates Motel, that's awesome. If it ends up like Omen, whatever. I got enough content to watch anyway.
It's two very; those are very different kinds of stories, though. Again, it maybe I hope I'm wrong. I really want it to kick ass. I just don't know.
I think with all the stuff the last couple of movies brought to the table, I think you'll be able to. I think there's enough there with like, especially if Chucky's like. There's more than one of him if they end up revisiting that, or you know, I don't know. I see it being. At least, you know, entertaining if you're a Chucky fan, but you're right. Like, you know, it may not pertain to, you know, new fans, but for us, I mean, it's great.
I'm guessing two seasons. I'll be shocked probably. If it goes longer, but
yeah, there's no way it goes as long as Ash versus Evil Dead.
Right. But, and see, look at that one. That didn't have anywhere near as big of an audience as Chucky. Chucky's like Santa Claus. Everyone knows who he is.
And Tiffany is involved. Yeah, you're wrong, Dan. Well, you're probably
I hope I am. I really do. And I actually really like the last couple direct-to-video movies, ironically.
Curse was great.
Curse was really good.
I like Curse. I don't think I like Cult.
Yeah, I didn't like Cult.
I didn't like Cult as much, but I still enjoyed it. But I also like Seed of Chucky, and everyone hates that one.
I like Seed of Chucky. I mean, it's not... Nope. I understand why people hate it, but...
You have to be in the right mood.
I like the remake, so fuck me.
I did. I think we all did.
I liked it. It wasn't. Yeah, I liked it.
Black Mirror. I dig it.
Yeah.
There would have been like with the Chucky remake. If they just would have went with a different doll, it could have been awesome on its own. I just thought it was stupid that they did it Chucky because like it didn't need to be at all.
You are my buddy.
I think they'll need to introduce other villains too. That's going to be really important because I don't think it can just be Chucky. They've got to bring in some other, like Ash versus the Evil Dead. You got
to
bring in.
I would love for them to focus more on voodoo and we get like a ripoff of Candyman. Like, and they fucking battle.
Wait. Oh, that has to be Glenn or Glenda.
Dude, can you imagine like Chucky fighting fucking zombies? How cool that would be. Like voodoo zombies, that would be awesome.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought you were talking about Walking Dead zombies. Were you talking about
No.
Yeah,
like voodoo zombies, like sending them after.
He just ruined the first season.
Hacking their way, you're not going to get anything that cool, guys. But yeah, just hacking.
I would
their way
also through. Like if we're fucking fantasy booking right now. I would love fucking like Chucky to have a problem with Leprechaun because the amulet is part of his gold, and they just fucking. Kill each other.
You could get Warwick Davis back for that. I think.
No, he's not doing any Leprechaun stuff till after his kids are grown. He's already said that.
Yeah, just get the fucking guy that Steven Kostanski used. He was fucking
he was good. Yeah, he was good. Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
I'm fine if Warwick never puts those shoes on again. The new guy worked.
Yeah, me too.
I agree.
Absolutely. Well, we will definitely have. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm mad we never got, what was it, No Malone versus Leprechaun? You know, that's a future commentary. No Malone is, yeah.
You can CGI Vern Troyer, you know. You could do it.
It's not the same.
I know, but still.
And then we have to CGI a drunk China somewhere around, too. Okay. All right. Sorry to hijack with that, but that was topical. I thought I'd bring it up.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have an episode on that without a doubt.
I'm sure.
Maybe that night. I don't know if we're going to be able to wait. All right, guys. So we'll get right into the movies for the evening, including our first one that I know we all lit up when we heard about this one. And that is Pig from director Michael Cernowski. And in this one, a truffle hunter, played by Nick Cage, who lives alone in the Oregonian wilderness, must return to his past in Portland in search of his beloved foraging pig after she is kidnapped. All right. So I'll say first off with Pig, I know a lot of people, although not in the official synopsis or anything, so I do want to be fair, kind of like assume this was some revenge movie, like Nick Cage going.
Well, the trailer kind of sold it like that.
Yeah, I think so too. Some people said, well, they didn't promise it, but
I avoided the trailer going in.
That's a good move with this film because it is not a revenge movie.
Don't go into this movie fucking hungry or starving because that was my mistake. I had a double feature and I didn't have time to snack up and the food looks delicious. But anyway, continue, please.
Ham sandwich for Pig. That's my. Well, yeah. So I'm going to review this movie for what it is. It is a drama. And honestly, surprisingly enough, I kind of liked it. There's no over-the-top theatrics from Nick Cage in this one. He's pretty restrained. I mean, you're kind of getting Leaving Las Vegas.
Want to high-five the director for that. Do you know how hard it is to rein that man in?
Right.
He was also a producer, so Nick Cage had some influence on this one, too. And you know what? Hey, he's proved in the past he can act. We can all, like,
Academy Award.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Leaving Las Vegas. He has his Cage moments. Didn't really have them in here. The closest I think he got was kind of mind-fucking a guy in a cafe, which was like one of the kind of funny moments in an off sort of way. But this is really just a sad movie about just a guy that doesn't have a lot to care about anymore. And yeah, it's no Death Wish, but it took me on a ride, and I really enjoyed it. Alex Wolff from Hereditary, also becoming one of my favorite young actors. I thought he was awesome in this. And, I've got more to say about it, but I'll tag you in, Kruger, because I know you're a big Nick Cage guy, and you were very excited for this movie.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to this, and like the one thing I'll say is this is a beautiful looking film. Like the cinematography is some like A+ stuff. I mean, especially with the scenery of the forest and stuff. I mean, that all looked fucking amazing. This also had like an awesome soundtrack that set the mood really well, and some of the song choices they use fit perfectly. The acting was phenomenal all around. Nicolas Cage killed it. Like, this is probably one of his best performances in recent years. And if you don't like over the top Nick Cage, definitely watch this, because, you know, he, like you already brought up, Dan, his performance is more reserved and, I felt for him like a motherfucker in this movie. I mean, just the sadness in his face, it was kind of haunting, honestly. And the characters in this movie were great. Like, you know, I felt for Nicolas Cage's character when he loses his truffle pig, because you realize that's literally the only thing he loves in his life now, and it gets taken away. And also just like how his character Robin's simple demeanor contrasted with his business partner, Amir. Like, it was really good to see, like, how they're on two completely different sides of the spectrum. And the story, like, you know, we start to see Robin's day-to-day life, just, you know, living in the woods, really, honestly, wholesome. And pretty quick, you get thrown right into the action, and then you go on this journey with him and Amir searching for his pig all over Portland, and you just start to find out like who Robin Fields is as a person, or felt, I mean, and you know, why he secluded himself in the woods in the first place and all of that. I thought, you know, wow, like this is really, really like getting to me. And, you know, the final act with everything comes together and that dinner scene happens. I mean, holy shit, like, you know, tugging on the heartstrings big time. And I thought that was really masterfully done. I mean, I wasn't expecting this movie to be anything like this. So, like you guys already said, don't go in expecting a revenge film. But if you're in the mood for a thoughtful, sad drama that's extremely well made, I definitely recommend this. That being said, though, if we would have got Nicolas Cage murking motherfuckers Mandy style for his pig, I probably would have liked it a little bit more. But still, and I'm a guy who primarily just watches, you know, horror or sci-fi stuff, so I'm not really a big drama guy, but this was a damn good one. And usually I'm not into movies like this, but when a movie's this well done, you can't, you know, you have to set that shit aside. A good movie's a good movie, and this was one. Yeah.
And very there's a message to it too, and it's done in a very intelligent way. What'd you think, Bugs?
Very melancholy. I was not expecting to fucking be sad throughout the whole thing, or most of the damn movie. I will admit the hunger did affect my initial impression of this, because man, I'm not kidding you. I was fucking starving, and all this delicious food. Anyway, Nicolas Cage just owns, man. Like, I don't know what else to say. This dude brought his A+ game, and if he doesn't get at least acknowledged, like, for a statue, something's wrong. Like, he's outstanding. I had no idea. I don't even know if this is a real thing, but like a seedy underbelly of truffles. That's fucking cool.
It yeah.
I didn't know it was that seedy. I know it was like mob mentality. So that was fucking interesting. But yeah, it's just very fucking. When I left the theater, I was like, oh, that was okay. Then I got some food in me, and that sadness kept playing with me like the next day. And I'm like, that was fucking fantastic. Cause like initially I'm like, yeah, Nicolas Cage was awesome. Alex Wolff was great. Jamie Lee Curtis's ex-boyfriend in Halloween H2O was fucking good. He's a fucking asshole.
Adam Arkin. I was going to mention him too.
I really wanted him to, you know, succeed at getting his pig back, and we'll find out if he does. But guys, go watch this fucking movie, but don't expect, you know, John Wick and a revenge type, no Mandy. Nothing like that going on. This is a straightforward fucking drama.
There's no action.
Yeah. Well, there's one scene. Yeah.
Well,
but like it's I don't know, it packs a punch. But yeah, this is pretty amazing. And the cinephile in me is like, this is awesome. The horror fan in me, and like, this is not what I wanted, but I'll take it. I still want the other version, but this one's fucking awesome. Yeah. What about you, Mr. Todd?
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, so since I didn't go in knowing what exactly I was expecting, I did think it would be a little bit more horror. But as everyone mentioned, the ride's great. It's a good story. You mentioned the CD underbelly. The mine was, you know, with that spoilery one, I'll just go with the fight scene. I think it was we saw a little flash of Cage performance in it, but one of the funny things was I actually pulled this trivia bit. Where is it? In a Q&A, the director revealed that the pig only had 3 days of training and bit Nicolas Cage multiple times. After a particularly nasty bite, Cage joked, "I've been set on fire. I've been flipped in cars, but it'll be a pig bite that kills me." And I'm hoping you said that is at his most cagey. But yeah, if you can go see this in the theater before it hits VOD, go do it. I think it's worth checking out.
He's eating a ham sandwich. Just guts to black. Look. Horror fans, guys, most of you are going to not like it. That's just how it is. But if you like Nicolas Cage, man, I mean, it is an amazing performance. He's quite good. And Arkin, as you said, I really thought things were going to go a little differently, but I dug it. And it kind of makes you feel good in a weird way, too. Sounds strange, but the message and everything, you know, it's I like this one quite a bit.
There's a simple line towards the end. I'm just like, this just encompassed everything. This is awesome. Yeah. Well, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
I know you mentioned, you know, basically you mentioned, you know, statues, Oscars. I don't think they'll ever give him another nod again after some of the stuff he's done. I think that ship sailed. I hope I'm wrong, because I'd love to be talking about this.
We can recognize him. I'll find this.
If Mickey Rourke can have a comeback, which I know didn't last forever, remember Nick Cage was a huge movie star.
The Academy voters are going to see Willy's Wonderland on his recent filmography. Like,
hey, fuck off. That is a cinematic masterpiece.
I'm not saying that, but you know the Academy is.
I'm still waiting for that cola.
Probably the funniest thing about this, and it's not really meant to be funny, is the fact that he never like takes a shower or washes his face off for the entire runtime of this movie. Other than that, though,
I know Kruger is like, he's a deathmatch wrestler. Look at him waiting for take photos and shit.
He was originally, he had the job in the wrestling.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He just didn't think he could pull it off. Mickey Rourke was a replacement because Nick Cage just said, "I don't think I can pull this off." And
well, that's cool because Mickey Rourke owned that shit, but Mickey Rourke couldn't do this.
No. Mickey Rourke looked the part of an 80s wrestler more so than.
Well, isn't Mickey Rourke like half out of it now because of all his brain issues and shit?
He always was.
Okay. No, but
it's right now, dude.
Yeah. He's declined pretty bad in the past, decade, I think.
Yeah, I think he's 70 now. So yeah,
explains all the faceless.
Mm-hmm. He had that match in Russia at 66, that boxing match that a lot of people thought was fixed. But he's got to be 70.
Jesus. All right. Well. Right. I guess we should probably rate it. Kruger, you want to jump on first on this one?
Yeah, so I would love to give this a 5 out of 5, but I can't. The horror fan in me can't give it a 5 out of 5, but I can give it a 4 out of 5. I just don't know. Like, the reason I can't give it a 5, honestly, is because, like, I don't know if I'll ever watch this movie again, to be quite honest. Like, I'm probably a one and done with this, but definitely go watch it if you're in the mood for a drama. Not in the mood for a fucking revenge film, because it is not that whatsoever. What about you, Pugs?
I am also a 4. This is solid. I almost gave it a 4.5, but in spoilers, we can talk about why I didn't. But it's a 4 with a, you know, I don't think you need to see it on a big screen, though. So definitely watch it if you want to wait for home.
I should have said to you. I guess I probably, when I meant, was more to support the film more than it needs to be seen on a big screen.
Gotcha.
You're right. It doesn't, but it supports stuff like this, I think, is my point.
Yes, you have to support it if you wanted people to keep making them.
So. And to follow up on Pugs, I'm the same. I'm a 4, and I was almost 4.5. So, there we go. Dan, what do you?
Across the board, I'm a 4. I think it's a really good movie. You should check it out. Just know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
I kind of want to use the word masterpiece, but I can't. I'm not getting a five, so I really can't. What makes honestly, me, it's like right there.
What makes me mad is just the way it was marketed with the trailer, because like that's gonna haunt this movie for a while. And like,
I need to rewatch the trailer now I've seen them.
Yeah, it straight up looks like fucking John Wick with a pig. I mean, that's what, and I think that's what, because anytime I brought this movie up, that's what people would say. Oh, is he like John Wick? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe, like, I'm hoping so. And that's what it seemed like. But I think if they would have went with more of a melancholy trailer where he's just kind of wandering around the city searching for his pig like he does in the movie, I mean, you wouldn't have expected him to go on a killing spree trying to get, you know, his bacon back.
I would also throw out, if you want, well, it's probably about 8 years old now, but if you want another Nick Cage film where he's just really great performance, not over the top or anything, check out Joe. It's a really, really good Nick Cage flick. Another kind of a drama with some thriller elements, but basically a drama.
I should ask Pugs, because we've done a couple Nick Cage shows. Pugs, I know the answer. Never mind. I was going to ask your favorite Nicolas Cage movie. I know it's Face Off, right?
Yeah. And Plutonia just underneath.
Kruger's Mandy.
Hard, actually. Mandy or Color Out of Space. Wow, like both of them battle with each other pretty hard. I think Mandy, just because he's the main focal point in that. Color Out of Space, you kind of are focusing on other people.
It's a tough pick. I
mine would probably change off the top of my head. The first thing that jumped in there is Raising Arizona.
Arizona is definitely way up there. If I'm looking at blockbuster Nick Cage when he was in his prime, I will say Con Air is. That is just such a fun movie, loaded with shit that you can't see today. Mandy, I think, is also brilliant. I mean, he's made a lot of good films lately. Yeah, there's some crap, but he's made a lot of really good films.
You leave Vampire's Kiss alone.
One thing I'll defend is I really like the first Ghost Rider a lot. I've actually never seen the sequel, but I thought the first Ghost Rider was a fucking home run. So yeah. I loved him in that too. Dude, Ghost Rider was like the perfect Cage movie too. And I think that's kind of when he started getting crazier, you know, and like moving more into the, you know, genre stuff.
What's stopping you from seeing the second one?
I don't know. Done it? I think like didn't it take a while to come out or something?
It's probably like just a soft reboot, but honestly, if you like the first one, it's just more of that with a little extra in 3D. Turned up.
Yeah. I don't think they're great films, but they're better than a lot of superhero stuff I've seen that gets.
I forgive it because it, like, I also like the first fucking Judge Dredd movie.
Which I do too.
But oh, like, it's a good time.
It's campy. It's campy, but yeah, it's fun.
To me, that's what the first and second Ghost Rider were. There is one part in Ghost Rider 2 where I think is dumb, but. Whatever, we're already having a good time, so fuck it.
It's been a while. All right, well, let's move on to our next film, which is a shark flick from director...
Dance Beliefs.
Oh, that's fucked up. From director Martin Wilson, Great White. In this film... A blissful tourist trip turns into a nightmare when 5 seaplane passengers are stranded miles from shore. In a desperate bid for survival, the group try to make it to land before they either run out of supplies or are taken by a menacing terror lurking just beneath the surface. All right. Kruger, what did you think of Great White? We've had a lot of shark flicks lately, but how did this one match up for you?
I can't even remember, honestly, the last shark flick I've seen other than this. So I was like really looking forward to this movie a lot because I mean, I love shark flicks. I mean, I really like the 47 Meters Down movies and The Shallows. I think you and I were talking about that, Dan. I think that one's fucking pretty goddamn good, too. So going Steven into this. Siegel. Yeah. So going into this, I saw the trailer and it looked pretty damn good. Unfortunately, like, I'll start with the characters. I didn't give a fuck about a single person. Like, nobody was likable for me at all. And I just wanted to see the shark rip these motherfuckers to shreds. The story, I also thought, was just, like, super uninteresting. I found myself pretty checked out in the beginning, just waiting for the shark to come into play. And once that happens, it's just your typical below average shark flick complete with terrible CGI that's barely a step up from fucking the Sci-Fi Channel movie. And the kills lacked, like, really bad. If there's anything that could have saved this, would have been the kills. Nothing there. So overall, just was just 90 minutes fucking spent in the shitter. I didn't care for this movie at all. And I felt honestly, by the end, robbed of my time because nothing really that interesting ever fucking happened. It's just your standard run-of-the-mill bullshit over and over again. At this point with shark films, I need some type of, you know, at least have some good kills or make me enjoy the movie. And I just didn't enjoy this at all. It felt like a drag to get through. And yeah, fucking, I just thought it was shit. What about you, Pugs?
I actually enjoyed it a little bit. I'm with you with some of the characters. There's one in particular that I would beat the shit out of because it's unnecessary. The Asian chick, her reason for going was awesome, but oh my god, yeah, she's useless. The Australian couple, I did like them. But yeah, this is a pretty basic fucking stranded in the water, and there's a shark out there story. Nothing like too outstanding at all, really. The ending was a bit of a letdown. But the Australian lady, oh my god, eye candy. So I think I was having a good time just on that. Other than that, it was just okay. I didn't feel like I wasted my time like Kruger, but like my time probably could have been spent watching a different, like the 47 meters down or fucking Shallows, which is awesome.
I was like, it is Shark Week. You could have been watching Jackass Shark Week, or I know the one Dan needs to watch is the real Sharknado. They even got Tara Reid and the blonde 90210 guy.
Sharknado 2 is the greatest fucking Sharknado movie of all time.
I was just gonna say, real Sharknado, is that the one where it's like the making of it?
That's I have that one. No,
in the heart of sharkness or something.
No,
like
that's
that.
A different. There's a couple different ones.
I don't know that movie. That name's awesome.
I want to say that.
No, this is an actual one on Discovery about like if a Sharknado could really happen. That's new for Shark Week.
So dumb. But, okay.
All right. So the best thing I can.
But real quick. I do think it's worth a one-time watch, but you got to know, set your expectations like, I don't know, to moderate to low. But I had fun.
Well, luckily it's on VOD, so you don't have to run out to a theater. Now, the best thing I'll say about this is Katrina Bowden was in Tucker and Dale vs. Evil and a better water-based film, Piranha 3DD. So that's I'm closer to Kruger with this one. I kind of felt like it was time wasted.
Yeah, so this might be just passable for some of you that just really love shark flicks, but I thought most of it was pretty dumb. The cast was uninteresting, as Kruger said. The acting, not great, but I think it was the characters more than anything. Nope. There's certain moments where you're supposed to care, and I just didn't. I also didn't understand a shark can attack a plane, but they can't just fuck up a raft. I thought that was kind of stupid. I mean, you're going to go after a water plane that's right there. Well, then certainly you can just pop up and get your snacks. Honestly, I don't have a lot to say about it. It's better made in terms of effects and everything than your typical like Sci-Fi Channel shark flick. It's not the CG fest that I thought it might be. But it's also certainly not like production quality of a 47 meters down or a Shallows. It might just be passable entertainment for some of you, but the characters brought it down for me. I just didn't give a shit. Towards the very end, there are a couple cool, action moments, but there's just so many shark movies out there, guys. See Ghost Shark. Ghost Shark's gold.
I'd rather watch Santa Jaws again too, but I actually liked how shitty Santa Jaws was. Kruger, never watch that movie. You'll be so upset.
I don't think I was ever planning on it.
Well, there goes our Christmas commentary.
There's also Kruger. There's also Nightmare Shark, which is a Nightmare on Elm Street shark movie.
There is.
So
okay, that one I may need to check out.
Yeah,
I think I have that one on Blu-ray.
Have you guys ever seen any of the SRS ones? Like they have a couple of
House Shark,
but there's one that actually looks fucking really funny, and it's literally called Bad CGI Sharks. And like in the trailer, like one's about to attack somebody, and then it fucking starts rendering. I thought out of everything that may actually be entertaining. Well,
the definitive shark movie is still in development, so don't worry, it'll happen.
That's right.
Struggle snuggle shark.
This one actually would have benefited from throwing a little cheese at the screen because it's just hard. There's so many shark movies and this didn't do anything different.
Yeah, I mean it was played straight, but there was nothing new there. Yeah, I think that's a problem. I don't even think humor would save it, but at least maybe I get a chuckle.
There's like 500 fucking movies out there exactly like this. Like that, yeah. I think that's the biggest problem. And like, it didn't seem like they even bothered to try to take anything in a direction that's even sort of new. They were just like, fuck it, let's make a shark movie.
I'd rather watch Jaws the Revenge again.
Ooh, that's a fun movie, though, Todd.
No, it's not. I rewatched when I rewatched the series.
Well, I probably would, too, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it. But
well, I'm going to go first because I think everyone's going to be lower than me. I'm actually a 3. I think it's fine for a one-time watch, but also I always forget how much I like these fucking shark movies. So, good for me. 3.
Okay. I'm a 1.5. It has a few moments, but that doesn't sustain a 90-minute runtime. So, yeah.
I am a 0.5 out of 5 because I honestly, like when I say I felt robbed of my time, I really did. I was like, I could have been watching like a kaiju movie or some fucking shit other than this goddamn bullshit. What about you, Todd?
I'm a 1. Unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right on. I was looking forward to it. I was looking forward to good. Now I got to check. Did Sci-Fi have a bunch of shark movies this year?
I wonder if maybe because I went in thinking it's going to be dumb and like
maybe,
which it was dumb, but like I don't know, it didn't offend me.
There's times I'll watch a Sci-Fi Channel shark flick and think, God, I wish I just had one that was more serious. This kind of made me think the opposite. I was like,
give me 12 headed shark attack. I'm good.
Yeah, probably would have liked it more.
I'm still furious at Sharks in Venice. How the fuck are you going to have that title and then have it be about fucking like a missile or a nuclear explosion? Fuck yourself.
All right.
Well, let's see if we improve here a little bit. And
I'm curious on this one.
Yeah, I am actually curious about this movie to get your takes. We haven't talked about anything. So this one is from director John Berardo, and it is Initiation. And in this one, a murder during a university's pledge week ignites a spree of sinister social media messages and a race against time to stop a killer before he strikes again. All right. Well, slasher. So, Kruger, what did you think?
Well, first thing I'll say is, I mean, the movie's shot well and it has a pretty good production value. And the acting overall is decent, but it definitely could have been better in a few areas. The characters... nothing new, typical post-scream slasher bullshit. And I couldn't really find anybody I could connect with or even kind of find likable, to be honest with you. The story wasn't necessarily anything new either. Concept's been done better before. And because of the characters just being lackluster, I found it really hard to care about what was going on. And once the slasher elements come into play, there wasn't anything really there other than your typical mediocre slasher. I mean, there's a whodunit aspect to it, but who ends up doing it I thought was pretty goddamn dumb. And the slasher himself doesn't really do anything special. The mask and the getup, I guess, is okay, but it wasn't anything I was clamoring about.
Doom.
Yeah. And like the kills, nothing really there for me. That's the one thing that, you know, with a slasher movie, you got to have some pretty dope kills. And there wasn't like a single one I even thought was kind of good. Very basic shit. So overall, there's better slashers that have done this before. One would be that German slasher on Shudder that we reviewed a while back, Party Hard, Die Young. That one, I think, did this like tenfold, 150 times better, and accomplishes everything this movie, I think, tried to get over, just with, you know, more entertaining and with better kills. So go watch Party Hard, Die Young. Don't watch this shit. What about you, Pugs?
Unlike last time, a little more closer to you this time. I think the mask was kind of cool. It was just like basic. The reasoning the slasher decides to go do his thing, I enjoyed it. I'm like, okay, if I was on the jury, I'd be like, all right, I get it. That's fine. But these characters are fucking annoying. Like, I don't want any of you to survive. You all suck. Dan, I am curious about one scene in particular, because I know you were probably offended, because going out that way sucks. He was in the middle of something, got interrupted. I got really excited with the first kill, though, because like the guy's left in like a position. I'm like, oh, are they like spelling something with the bodies? But no, I'm just reaching for something. So for me, it was just okay. One time watch, don't need to see it again. What about you guys?
Todd, do you want to weigh in?
Well, so first, far, I think I'm the one who has liked it the most, which I went in with super low expectations. And the last thing slasher I think we really reviewed was that, was it Lex? Oh, that one Anchor Bay one, Scare. I can't remember the name of it was, but it was really, really shitty. I think we all gave it like 0 to 1. Let's Scare Jessica to Death. No, that's a different movie.
No.
Dreamcatcher was the last one I think I was on.
Okay. I'd have to look it up, but
that was the one with the weird, the killer had the like a witch doctor mask on.
Okay. And I can't even,
Jay or some shit.
I can't even remember if I like that one at this point.
We had a few wretched slashers.
Yeah. So I think with the bar being so low from the recent stuff, I actually had fun with this one. Not likable characters, whatever. I was watching to watch him die, but I do agree with Kruger that the kill should have been more memorable. But overall, I mean, I had a decent time with it. I didn't hate it.
The one thing before you go, Dan, the one thing I'll say is like, fucking cool weapon choice. Do something creative with that. And like, I mean, there's literally, if you fucking directors need me to like come up with kills, fucking hit me up on the email, because I'll guarantee you it'll be more entertaining if you're making a fucking slasher, if you have creative ways to use a weapon. I mean, a drill, we've seen drills used before, but you could have did something more fucking creative than just your typical fucking, oh, I'm going to drill him here or I'm going to slit somebody's throat. Like,
it was Let's Scare Julia. That was the one.
Yeah, Let's Scare Jessica to Death is a great
film. Yeah, I know. I actually watched that one recently. But, I knew it was Let's Scare somewhere in the title. Let's Scare Julie.
I don't remember that.
Just be glad.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Yeah, I barely remember it.
And I obviously didn't even remember the name.
And on Kruger's point, Kruger has fucked up people for real, guys. So he knows. He knows what's going to get the most splatter, so take him up on that offer.
Just keep the crackheads away from the ring.
Yes. To know that reference, check out my Patreon-exclusive video where I'm commentating one of my wrestling matches. Anyways, go ahead, Dan. Sorry, I had to get the cheap plug.
Oh, no, cool. I threw it out there for you.
So surprisingly enough, I actually like this overall.
What the fuck?
I will tell you guys, this is kind of like the opposite of what I was expecting. Now, so when it first started, at first I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, it's another social media.
That's what I was expecting from Dan.
Oh, believe me, that was my first thought, you know, when the texts are up.
I remember it now.
That movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, motherfucker, this is going to be a long one.
That doesn't bother me.
Well, it makes sense. I'm just being an asshole, I guess. But I don't know. So my initial impressions were that I wasn't going to like it. And surprisingly enough, I got into this one. It's not great, and there's a lot of things missing that you would expect from the great, like, school-themed slashers of yore. There's no skin. There is a decent bit of gore compared to some other recent slashers I've seen. I actually thought a couple kills were pretty cool. It's not a bloodbath, but the stalk and slash stuff managed to be fairly suspenseful. I didn't really have an issue with the cast in this one, particularly for a slasher movie. I thought everybody was generally okay. Lindsay Lavanchi, who plays Ellery, I thought she was fine. Nobody annoyed me too much. At least it wasn't supposed to annoy me.
I don't know. That jerk off fucking annoyed me.
Well, some of the asshole characters, sure, but that's kind of, you know, they're supposed to. Yeah, sure, there's a lot of things absent that I would like from a slasher, but for a modern slasher, it actually held my interest. I mean, this is nothing that's going to blow your mind, but I don't know. I was entertained by it. I guess I'm in Todd's camp tonight, surprisingly enough.
My giveaway should have been when I asked Dad if he got the Blu-ray for another reason earlier that I liked it.
No, I will probably pick it up, to be honest.
It's only $15 right now. I actually just did.
Yeah. Yeah. And the kills were kind of like savage. They didn't, you know, go balls out with the gore, but they had a couple cool ones.
I did not like the restroom kill. We can talk about the spiders.
Yeah.
That was annoying, right?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it bothered me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the reveal, I was okay with it. It all made sense.
That part's fine. Yeah. I
thought that was so fucking dumb.
You know what? Well, I can't say it right now, but I understand the reasoning behind it and I support it.
Yeah. It like I said, don't go into this one expecting a classic, but man, the slasher genre, when it comes to modern slashers, it's getting kind of rare that we get a good one.
And we just had Skull the Mask.
Well, yeah. Well, I should say American. You're right. Yeah. American slashers.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because Skull the Mask was really good. But yeah, no. And that was also had supernatural elements, too. So that wasn't this.
Well, let's not get into that argument.
Fucking Freddy Krueger has supernatural.
Jason, you know? I mean,
yeah, it's still Michael slasher. Myers. Still, yes, still.
Oh, wait. Who said Michael? Oh, damn it! I have the thorn in my wrist. I'm going to make that argument.
Like with one like this, if you're stacking it up against like a Slumber Party Massacre or something like that, no, it pales in comparison. But I think it might be overrated. Worth one. Oh, shut up, Todd. Oh, God damn it.
Maybe we'll put that in Slashtober this year and see how that goes.
They could have tap danced after Brink Stevens scene for 80 minutes and that would have gotten a five.
It's going on the list.
Is lipstick a slasher? No, right?
Lipstick.
No. Lipstick. No, damn, okay. Because that's the one that's the one movie I think Michael Bay could remake and knock out of the park, but we can get to that whenever we do that.
Yeah, well... Yeah, so, surprisingly enough, I thought this might be, like, the complete reverse. all right, so anything else to say about it, or you want to go ahead and rate this?
I was half right, because I thought Krueger wasn't going to like it, and Dan wasn't going to like it.
At the beginning, I thought he would. I actually thought he'd like it more towards it, because, like I said, even me at first, I was like,
And I know.
Won me over.
Honestly, Dan, slashers aren't for you anymore. It's a bunch of annoying young people are going to get killed, which honestly should give you a hard on because you want to watch the annoying young people get killed.
But hey, I like
those scenes are too old.
Oh, that's
you need child killers.
Like 20s. It's no Stranger Things, but yeah, Krueger, you rated first.
I'm a 1.5 out of 5, and that's me being honestly pretty fucking generous. I probably could have went lower, but. Fuck it. 1.5 out of 5 for me. What about you, Pugs?
I'm a 2.5. If it's streaming, by all means, do that. I would not pay $15 for this fucking movie.
Oh, fuck.
But
you get it for $10 in 4K.
That's a little more reasonable if you have friends over. So, 2.5.
Dan?
It's above average for sure for a modern slasher for me. I'm not going way out there with my rating. It's 3 stars, but it's a good one-time watch for me.
I'm 3 also. It's above average for me. Yeah. Enough for me to pick up the blue, and I'm a little more selective, so go figure.
And, you know, it's funny, just piggybacking off of the Stranger Things comment, aren't we like a couple years away from getting them in like a bunch of slasher reboots? I feel like it's going to be.
Are
like,
we already at this point? We're already in it and everything else.
I don't know if we've had any of them in it. I feel like we're going to see Dustin get an axe to the face by Jason.
I'm fucking game. Dude, he could totally play a Shelly. Easy.
Oh, yeah. Dan's be Franklin too.
If Dan's ever... waiting for him to move to their Dan's waiting for them to move to their Scotty's Big Adventure face, and like one person will get that reference.
Yeah, I don't know what
Dan doesn't even get about. It.
I think took him a while. I think he got it.
I think that I was going to say we were wrong about that. It has already happened in Fear Street, so.
Mm-hmm. Which we will cover later.
Yes.
Now I want to tell my reference because it's annoying me Dan didn't get it. Scotty Schwartz, does that help you, Dan?
The
kid from the toy in a Christmas story who started doing porno.
Oh, better? Yeah, but he didn't actually, he wasn't banging though.
Oh, that's why Dan gave it zero.
He was a manager of adult film stars and he appeared in like non-sex roles.
Oh, see, no.
That's what was throwing me off. I was like, what the hell are you talking about that? But yeah, I mean, he was in porn, but yeah, not in that way. All right. So moving on to our next film, which I know only some of us have gotten.
Two of us escaped it.
And that is Escape Room Tournament of Champions. I meant to see this. I just got busy. And this is from director Adam Robitel. And this follows six people unwittingly find themselves locked in another series of escape rooms, slowly uncovering what they have in common to survive. Joining forces with two of the original survivors, they soon discover they've all played the game before. All right, gentlemen, what did you think? I am still going to see it. I just didn't get to it.
Well, I'll go first. If you like the first one, just dumb it down a little bit, and you'll have a good time with the second one. I don't think I wasted my time. I didn't have as much fun as the first one, but like, some of these traps were cool. There's one room, I'll just say there's a bank room in particular. I thought that was the best.
Highlight.
Yeah. Some of these things that they're trying to put them through is fucking dumb. But I'm like, okay, I guess that's why we're here. The rap at the end, mm-hmm. I'm in it. Like, however many they decide to make, I'll be there. It's fun enough. It's the new version of Saw. That's
or Cube. I always compare it to Cube, too.
But yeah, there was one person that I didn't expect to show up and that was cool. So I don't want to ruin anything.
I'm glad they didn't ruin that in the trailer. They did not Hillary Swank it,
which is awesome. And like the reasoning is kind of fun. I don't know. The movie's smart and dumb at the same time. So yeah. I recommend go seeing it. I had fun and I was also hungry. And I did not have time to get snacks.
I'm with you. If you like the first one, you're going to like this one. Yeah, I actually like the first trap too. That kind of introduces all the characters.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Okay,
a little much for me. Yeah, no, that and then the rain.
It was okay. A little over. Oh yeah, it was a little over the top. But I mean, it is the first movie amped up. Yeah.
I really liked the first one a lot, too.
Oh, I did. I actually great. Saw that one a few
more times. More than the sequel. The sequel is a downgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because I saw an early cut of the first one, and it had the alternate ending that is on the Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. But I actually liked that cut better. But you can tell, like, the theatrical cut definitely opens up the world because it must have tested really high. Because, yeah, I'm waiting for another one. And it...
Let me ask you a question because I think it compares a little bit. Does it make the mistake Cube did where it starts to reveal a little bit too much in the sequels? Okay.
I don't think so. Not at all. No, I'll say not at all.
All right. It's a little different, but, well, potentially.
Yeah. Even with the, because like there's a moment where they spoon feed us, there's an info dump, and I normally don't like that because like I already understand, we've been told. But you know, it has to be there for some of the audience members. But yeah, it's worth your time, dude. For sure.
I will say this, and it's not a spoiler. If like I did rewatch the original one, they give you the cliff note versions at the opening of the first movie, like they used to do in like every slasher. You get the little, you know, 5-minute highlights of the first. I miss that. Me too.
Fucking too. I always liked that because now when you don't have that intro, it makes me want to go watch the first movie instead. Yeah. And back in the day, you could just pop in fucking anything. And,
right. Catch me up.
Yeah. So, Dan, you don't need to watch the original if you don't remember it. But you go
see. Oh, I remember it fairly well.
Yeah.
But on a scale of 0 to 5, I rate this motherfucker a 4.
Good. I'm 100% with you, Pugs. I'm a 4. I say go check it out while you can.
Yeah, only this in one, theaters. I say you can watch. Well, it's worth the trip.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. All right. So, moving on now to our next theatrical film and another long-running franchise.
I forgot. We were talking about this movie.
So excited. Oh, well,
that gives something away. So this is The Forever Purge, supposedly the last one, but of course you never know.
They've already kind of said it's not.
Yeah, I figured. And this is from director Everardo Gout. And in this one, all the rules are broken as a sect of lawless marauders decides that the annual purge does not stop at daybreak and instead should never end. All right. Well, Pugs, what did you think of Forever Purge?
Real quick, we all know whose side Dan was on.
The new founding fathers. This movie's not for me, but neither is the fucking franchise. So, like, the only one I think I tolerated, there's two. I think the second one, and then is Election Year? Is that the one with the black people?
No, that's First Purge.
First Purge. First Purge. So those two were like the high marks for me. But yeah, this one's just another dud. I did not give a fuck at all. Like, I started to because I really liked the main girl. I like, you know, it starts off with her sneaking in. Spoiler, I guess, but I think it's in the trailer.
In the trailer, you're good.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh cool, we're ramping up, and then I just get annoyed by everybody and their fucking message. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck all of you in this stupid movie. I do not. No, I don't like it. Wasting my time.
Does anybody have something positive to say before I go?
I do.
Okay, maybe you want to go next.
No, that's fine. First Purge is my favorite. Absolutely. I actually like this.
The first Purge is in the first Purge, right?
Yeah, the movie called The First Purge.
Long, okay.
The last Purge movie to come out. But I don't really like the first three, even the Frank Grillo ones. They're okay to me. I like this one. What I liked about this one, there is a bit of irony to it, is that we actually really get to see a lot of purge action and out and about, but it's like not even the purge anymore. So it's like not really, they're kind of like giving it to you after the fact.
The money was cool.
I liked, you know, yeah. I liked the reason, like the Dans of the movie, the reason they wanted to keep it going. I thought, you know, yeah, it is over the top, whatever. It's timely, but I really like that. So overall I did enjoy, but I don't, other than the first Purge, I'm not a huge fan. The series, on the other hand, television series, is better than all the films. Blows them all away.
I never finished it.
Yeah,
I like the ballroom scene, but that's all I remember.
All right,
the serial killer masquerade party, like, fuck yeah, let's do this.
And it did finally like push one thing that I know has been a huge complaint that didn't happen in the other films. It came close in First Purge. It comes close in this one. We'll just say the struggle.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember that scene at all. But
yeah, we came close in one part.
I think, okay. I might know what you're talking about, but yeah.
What I'd be doing the entire Purge.
Oh yeah, where's that one?
Kruger, what did you think?
Well, disclaimer before I say anything, I haven't watched any of the Purge films past the second one after a traumatic experience. Keep an eye out. Keep an eye out for that on Patreon, because that story will be told. Anyways, this was my return to the Purge movies. I honestly thought like the first Purge was all right, but I've never been clamoring to see any of them.
By the first Purge, he means the original movie. Yeah. They had to go and make it confusing. Yeah,
Dan had to clarify.
Yeah. So, like, my expectations just going into this were already extremely low. The first thing I'll say is I found Juan, the cowboy, and his wife likable. I definitely wanted to, you know, see them be okay, but everyone else I could give one shit less about. The story had a very strong social commentary, and I think it is definitely relevant to the times that we're living in. And that worked pretty well for me at first. Once the purge starts and we start seeing all the chaos ensue, the whole sequence with the fucking bunny mask people, that was a big highlight for me. That was probably the best scene in the whole fucking movie. But then from there, just everything just fucking dips, and the movie overstays its welcome, like, big time. The last half hour, honestly, was just like a fucking big chore to get through, and I was sitting clock watching the whole time, because I was just over the fucking movie at that point. So, you know, it starts strong, but fizzles out by the end, and I definitely could have spent my time watching something better with, you know. The one thing I'll say, you know, and there was some cool costume designs, but other than that, that's really all where all my positive praise goes. And I'm definitely, if they make more of this shit, or just in general, I'm not going back and watching the rest of the fucking purges. This didn't make me want to do any of that at all. I don't think I've missed out on anything. So
you're fine.
All right, Dan.
I say Purge in the Hood's worth a watch. I'm at the first.
Oh, yeah. Purge. If you haven't seen that one, that first election?
No, it's the first Purge. The first,
okay. Purge I always call it election. That's the one I'm. Yeah, Purge in the Hood. That's a way fucking better name. And everyone has cartel training, which is awesome, but they just, whatever. Dan?
Okay. So for me, Purge election year, I didn't revisit all these, to be honest.
I watched everything.
You're crazy. Yeah.
So I could waver a little bit, but I remember election year probably being my favorite. I also enjoyed First Purge. I don't know if there's ever been a Purge movie that I've loved. I think the TV series is a little more interesting from what I've seen of it. I haven't watched everything. All right, first off, because I know a lot of people commented since the trailer came out about this movie being woke or political. All of the Purge movies do have a message. They're dumb action movies, but they have a message that they're, you know, getting across, you know, rich taking advantage of the poor and what have you. It's there. It doesn't really truly beat you over the head with it. Maybe I can't really remember First Purge as well, so I can't really say.
It was the same as this one, except that was black, this is brown, no different.
This one, though, is for me, I thought was a really bad, poorly written political film that killed any of the fun in it just being. Now look, you can get whatever message I've always said this, whatever your message, you can get it across in a fun or intelligent way. It doesn't matter what it is, whatever your politics, you can, there are examples of films that get political messages across without hitting you like a hammer.
Yeah, I think America did get the fucking message. They just got the reverse of what was intended.
Exactly. And I also want to throw that First Purge comes out like 2 years later. George Floyd, you'd have the same feeling about this. It's the fact that you're so awoken to everything that's going on right now. You're like, you're noticing it more. No,
let me finish. 100%.
If First Purge came out right around George Floyd, it would be just as bad. Even if it wasn't
annoying. Rewatched it, so I can't argue that one way or the other. Election year is my favorite in my head, having not revisited it. But the writing, dude, in this was bad. And I'll give you a specific example. It's all over the film, but the Will Patton speech, that didn't feel like that just felt like somebody like, okay, I need to hit this point, It was stupid.
Now that you're bringing up the writing, there is one moment that had me go, what the fuck was this? The roof scene with Cowboy's wife. And like she pulls out this fucking gun, takes it from like a military member. They do absolutely fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And then after, who taught you how to handle a weapon like that? Like, come the fuck on, dude. You couldn't have think of something better than that. Like,
yeah.
I guess you guys go in the wrong mentality with this because I'm laughing the whole time.
See, for me though, you can't try and hit again. You could have gotten what your message across. It's not the message itself. It's just when you're hitting us constantly in the head with a hammer.
Well, they do that with all of them, though.
But it's such a generic. There's nothing particularly that impressive all on the action front. Oh, no, dude. This was a piece.
I rewatched them all, Dan. They hit you in the face with the message in every fucking movie.
They are all pieces of shit.
This one, dude, this is even way worse. In my opinion.
Again, I was going to say, I just watched them all. They all have a very strong message.
For I said time. They all have a message, but this one, that the Will Patton speech was one of the most cringy. He wouldn't talk like that. It was just so fucking stupid. I mean, it felt like some, I don't know, reporter was just writing that. It was so fucking dumb. Also, and this didn't make any sense. If you're trying to get over the border, you're going to go to El Paso, a huge city, when you snuck in a rural route at the beginning. That made no fun. It was so fucking dumb. This one just...
Okay, a white person telling us how to border jump. That's a new one.
Nobody would do that. Nobody would do that.
I'm sorry, dude.
It was fucking dumb. I think, dude, this is how I stand
by my statement.
What was particularly entertaining about this? There was nothing, any action in this that was that good. I mean, like, what did you get that you loved about it so much?
Well, one, I didn't say I loved it. I said it was my second favorite, and I'm not a huge fan of the series.
Oh, okay.
Other than the movie The First Purge, and the TV series, I think, is the best of everything.
I would grant you the TV series because it got to actually get into the situation more. I only saw a little bit of one season.
I like the whole fucking white people want to keep killing all the brown people. It made me laugh. That's the thing, Dan. I don't look at it like you, because you know what? It's happened before. It's never going to stop. Just now, all of a sudden, all the white people think they care. So it doesn't bother me. It's just funny.
Well, if you got a laugh out of it, I mean, that's the only, and maybe there is camp value for someone. I can see that it didn't work for me.
All this stuff with like the whole racist Josh Lucas character, but he's not really racist.
That was so funny. Again, not a real person.
His stance is pretty real, sir.
This felt like an after school special kind of thing.
All the other Purge movies.
This made me feel like I was watching like one of those Catholic, like what was that Dean Cain abortion movie we almost watched? You remember that?
No, we watched the church, so that was the religious.
We watched the church, but remember, we almost went to that like anti-abortion. No,
we
movie.
Didn't almost go to it. You brought it up, and I was like, well, that's
either
that's
way. Probably this is so. Just as bad as that. Just as bad as that. It's a different, you know, political point, but it's just as bad. I thought this was almost not quite, but almost Black Christmas level. It was dumb. Not quite, but almost Black Christmas level for me.
Dan, if this movie didn't have I forgot Lupita's name. What's the Mexican lady's name?
I like that actress.
She saved the whole thing for me, like, to not give it a zero. But I'm with you because it's bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
Lupita's fine.
I've seen her in other films. I liked her husband too. I thought he was fine.
Yeah, the Mexican cowboy guy. Like that's honestly his whole arc in the story. Like I liked everything, and then it just drags ass towards the end. And I'm like, fuck! I really don't give a shit anymore.
like he could get his head blown off and his wife's laugh JFK style, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Oh yeah,
I prefer that. Really, that'd be cool.
Did you guys have any walkouts? Because there were 4 walkouts on my screening, but they walked out early.
No.
Okay, I didn't know. Well, California.
Well, but. Yeah, I was gonna say you're in kind of a wider area. I did hear a California term today.
That is not true at all.
I know. I did hear a California term today, which I'm so adopting. I think if Demi Lovato offended people with it, California sober, it means you just smoke weed and drink responsibly. I'm like, okay,
that's not a Demi Lovato thing. Well, that's been around for a long time.
She got caught. She got like someone got mad at her for saying it.
Oh.
I've never heard this before.
That's the dumbest motherfucker.
Well, she's a dumb bitch because she also tried to cancel Froger for some fucking reason.
You can't call her. Wait, can we call her a bitch now?
I just did. Fuck her. OD. I don't care. Relapse.
But that Will Patton speech, like when he's like holding the gun to his head. I was like, oh my God, this is going
to
be bad.
So you need to learn when it's okay to laugh at stupid shit. Like, I was laughing the whole time.
That was not intended to be funny.
That's the point, Dan.
And people may see camp value. I'll give you that. Camp is it. Yeah. But I also think this movie's going to piss off a lot of the target audience. I feel most people are not going to like it.
I will say this, Blumhouse,
it's Bloom, sir.
Bloomhouse.
That fucker is Bloom forever.
They
now.
Did recognize that the large audience of the Purge movies and the Paranormal movies are Latinx, or however you fucking want to say it. I identify as fucking Mexican, so Mexican and Latin. So that's why they try to focus it on this one this time, like with the Ghost Dimension or whatever. So I do think
I like that one too.
Yeah, fucking grannies shooting a ghost with a shotgun and taking tequila shots. Fuck yeah.
Paranormal Activity. That's Paranormal Activity in the barrio. Just so we
know. That's right. But yeah, I don't think they're gonna piss off a lot of their target audience because their target audience is fucking dumb. So not Mexicans or Latin people, the people that that love this franchise, they're gonna eat it up.
I mean, when you think about it, like Blumhouse, I mean, dude, like, you know, you already brought it up. He did the Black Christmas remake, which is another woke piece of shit.
So, I don't even know if that one has an audience. I still have seen like no one like come out of the.
Oh no, I've seen people defend it. I don't know what the fuck they're on to defend that movie. You just probably are just trying to get laid or something. I don't know.
I love Todd's reasoning. You let him do it, so I can say I told you so.
Honestly, if somebody says they like the Black Christmas remake...
I believe that 100% that he did that just so he could say, I told you so. And if that ever came out, Dan would do a 180. Guaranteed.
No. I have to... The batting average is just not good. I'm not saying they haven't made good movies, but the batting average...
See, that I won't get mad at you about, because you always say they don't make any good movies, and I will argue that one.
No, I've never said never.
No, you have, and that's what I argue with you.
As a whole, they're the shits for me. And this... Oof.
Halloween Kills is still coming out this year, so...
Yeah, I'm
going to... Turn it around.
Yeah, let's not get into a Halloween argument now, because I feel that's going to come.
Hopefully. Yeah, we'll be talking a lot about that soon. But you like Black Christmas, and there have actually been a few people coming out of the woodwork saying they like it recently. Not after it came out, oddly enough.
Once it hit HBO Max, I saw like 2 people.
Yeah, there's a few. There was one.
Yeah, they watched major, it for free on a streaming service. They don't count at this point.
Yeah, there was one major website, and I can't remember which one it was, that had like a good review out of nowhere that shocked me.
Was it the one we used to do a podcast for?
Oh no, they suck low red dick. But with Black Christmas, if somebody honestly says, "Hey, I love that movie," I'm not gonna make fun of them. Maybe privately, I'll make fun of them. But I would just be like, "All right, we have completely different tastes," and that's cool. I don't know where you fall, like what to recommend to you. Actually, Forever Purge for me. Like, okay, you'll like this.
You like that shit? Check this out.
Yeah.
See, where the like for me, Black Christmas, the only camp part I can like that makes me laugh is the song part, like that little 10-minute segment. Well, when they're trying to have fun with the girls, show them a good time. Poor guys are trying to show girls a good time. Always this shit always happens.
So, well, I can't shit on this one anymore. I think it's bad from beginning to end. Interesting seeing Jake Busey again. I guess, hey, cool that he's still working.
Frighteners just turned 25. That's crazy. Frighteners just turned 25. That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, see the Frighteners. You'll have a better time.
4K's coming out from Arrow, I believe.
So
we'll talk it.
Zero to five stars. The best thing I can say about this movie is, hey, it's not quite as shitty as Black Christmas, but I, for me, it's a fucking turd. It's a fucking turd. I'm a zero.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pugs? I guess I'll go next.
Yeah.
I'll give it a half star just because Homegirl, I liked her. Like, she was the saving grace of the whole thing, but honestly, the movie sucks.
easy on the
and
eyes.
And the franchise. No, not that. Just because, like, I just liked her. Like, the way she was carrying herself and acting. I thought her character was cool and she didn't deserve all that shit. But, fuck this movie.
Kruger? I'm a 2 out of 5. You know, I didn't hate it. There's things I liked about it. I got to talk about the bunny scene, at least, in spoilers. Because, I mean, that was the only thing. Like, if you want to watch this movie, get to the bunny scene and then just turn that shit off. And then you're good.
All right, for frame of reference, I gave The First Purge, as in the movie called The First Purge.
You said 4? I'm like, what?
For frame of reference, I gave that a 3.5, which is my favorite of the series. Which I actually think it's a good movie. I do like that one. This one entertained me, but probably not for the right reason. So therefore, if I'm going to recommend it to people, you really have to like the first 3 Purge. Like, I don't like I know Dan likes the Grillo ones, but even that, I'm just like, the concept, to me, the concept that we were promised doesn't finally hit till the last 2 movies. And I think that's probably why I like them the most.
Even then.
But that all said, I'm a 2.5. It's average, and I'm not going to recommend it to anyone. Like, you don't like The Purge, go watch this. This will change your mind. If anything, I'll say watch the series.
I think we all agree they've never gotten what they could have gotten out of the original premise, which is cool.
But the fourth one, I'll say that, the first Purge, is the closest we got, I think.
I just know what I've gotten from the fucking Purge, so fuck this movie.
All right. Well, we'll do spoilers after we talk about the next one, because technically we will be talking spoilers on the next one. So, Dan, why don't you tell us what we're going to talk?
All right. So we're going to talk about American Horror Stories. Which, since I know a lot of people have been confused about this, this is the new anthology version of it's the an anthology series of standalone episodes delving into horror myths, legends, and lore.
Dan, it could be confusing because the first episode is a two-parter, so they broke their own rule already.
I'm gonna get into that. Yeah, I thought that was strange.
And just so I throw it out there, this is Dan's second favorite anthology on Hulu. Just to get that out there.
Well, could be my first, possibly, at some point.
No, it's Into the Dark. I was establishing that.
Oh. Well, they had their time in the sun for sure, but not so much anymore. We'll see. I don't know.
I don't even know if it's coming back.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Yeah. I think COVID kind of killed it.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. I think that was a casualty. But, all right.
American Horror Story had to stop production of the series proper because of a case, but neither here nor there. American Horror Stories, Dan?
American Horror Stories. All right. So, yes, strangely enough, I expected this to be completely standalone, but as Pug said, we go back to the murder house. We have some familiar – Matt Bomer, in particular, a familiar face from some other seasons. And
Negative Man from Doom.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yes. That's his big thing right now. So this kind of follows a gay couple and their daughter who move into the murder house. Naturally, a lot of issues going on. The title of these part one and part two is Rubber Woman, I believe so. They find the old suit, which shouldn't really fit her, but cool, I guess. You know, supernatural.
I would not like to see your rubber suit, Dan. I'm guessing it'd be really baggy.
Yeah. You don't want a baggy gimp outfit. So this is a little more grounded than some of the recent seasons of American Horror Story, which are hit or miss. I mean, you know, Cult and some of those just started to get a little too out there for people.
I like it.
I liked 1984 quite a bit. I think a lot of, I mean, it's weird because it's always been over the top. It has, but I don't know. There's good and there's bad. I didn't like Roanoke. I didn't particularly like Cult. Although I liked part of Cult, but it just kind of lost me. Because I do think that was 2016 was a great time to set it, and just that that insanity that was that year. But I don't know. I've been underwhelmed more often than not. This so far, pretty grounded. I mean, we get a supernatural kind of a slasher scenario. There is some pretty fucked up moments in this. It delves into some pretty heavy topics with self-harm and pornography, what have you.
She's a writer.
Yeah, it also had I actually laughed more than a few times. I thought this had some pretty good writing. But who wants to go next? What did you guys think?
I'll go. This is spoiler free, or are we doing spoilers now?
It's TV Terror Talk. We've always just freely spoke.
Okay, yeah. Well then this is pretty much a retelling of the first season, and I liked it. They condensed it. They cut out a lot of the fat. They hit every note of the first season, which I thought was cool. I really enjoyed the gay couple. They were awesome. And their beef with the contractor and the lines that fucker says is hilarious. He just wants like ass and mouth privileges. That needs to be a shirt. It was fucking great.
Oh, well, we can make that one happen.
Paris Jackson plays a really good bitch. So good for her. Yeah, I like. She was the main bully.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't realize that, Dan?
I did not know who she was. No, did not.
Yeah, I dug it. We got some Halloween themes in there too. Yeah, it was fine. The only part where I did roll my eyes is the extra therapist in the house. But you know what? Fuck it. I really enjoyed it, and I'm literally looking forward to the rest of it. I kind of hope they all connect just a little bit, count like this did, maybe a little less, but if we can get something connected to fucking Asylum, I just take my money.
My biggest complaint is they didn't have like a central threat like they should have. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was almost in a way a little too, I mean, it was funny. There was some good writing, but
maybe the happy ending you didn't like, because like everybody kind of settled and it was okay. So like the threat is the house.
Yeah,
I get that. I was entertained, but they didn't give you what they advertised at all. This is not what I consider an anthology show.
Technically one episode.
Yeah, that's like saying Freddy's Nightmares wasn't because the first one was a prequel.
They should have just made it the first episode 2 hours.
Yeah,
and
honestly, the only reason it's broken up is if they ever throw into syndication, it can be two episodes. That's the only reason it's broken up.
They
didn't
curse in this version, so that was cool. I think they got like an F-bomb or something.
Well, you know, I'll go last just because I don't like Murder House Season 1, and I'll talk about that. Kruger, do you watch the series? I don't even know.
Yes, I've seen two seasons.
84? Like,
no, I haven't seen 84.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. No,
he's getting there.
I watched... I've seen Freak Show, and then I saw Asylum, and okay. I liked Freak Show, really liked Asylum a lot. This, I don't know. like it has its moments. Like I did dig like the whole confrontation between the gay couple and their daughter about, you know, her sadomasochistic fucking porn addiction. I've actually had a similar situation
that happened to me
when I was 12. Like my family had to have a come to Jesus meeting with me about some of the porn I was looking up.
Embarrassing.
Oh, dude, tell me about it. You know what's even more fucking embarrassing? When the motherfuckers are bringing it up at the fucking family party after, too.
I've had that conversation on the other side. I'll just say that.
Yeah. I thought the whole thing with the group of bullies, like
Patreon.
No.
Patreon. Not you, I know, but Kruger, Patreon.
yeah, there's another one. I thought the whole thing that happened with the bullies in Scarlet, though, like, I don't know. You've seen that done so many fucking times. And it's,
yeah,
like, it's so predictive. Like, you see it coming a mile away where they're going with it. You know what I mean? I thought they could have been maybe a little bit more clever there. And I'm with you, Pugs. I hated that fucking therapist. Like, she ruined the first episode for me. Because, like, at first I was like, oh, I really like this. And then that shit came in at the end. And I was like, oh, dude, come on. That just put, like, just, like, it was like somebody just spit in my mouth. The whole thing,
right. Not the good way.
Yeah, no, not the good way. The whole thing with Scarlet though and her ghost girlfriend, like I did like that story she told, and you know, just how her fucking parents sold her off to a, you know, sadomasochist, and
didn't you want killing more revenge shown there? Because I thought that would have been more satisfying.
I was getting there.
He knows you, Kruger.
Yeah, because like. That shit at the end, if like they should have showed what the fuck she did to him, or at least showed fucking pictures, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that was so stupid. And like I wasn't really
would have been cool. Yeah.
The one thing I'll say though about the second episode is like the whole scene where the contractor finds the dead bodies in the, you know, in the wall and shit, and then like you see this visual of one of the girls with her mouth open, maggots are crawling around, her eyes are all whited out. Thought that was really cool, and then immediately after he turns around and hits this motherfucker with a hammer and just straight murders him, like in front of everybody. That was a super what the fuck moment. And yeah, the I want ass and mouth privileges. That's a fucking great line. Like that did make me laugh pretty hard. With me, like, I wasn't, I don't know, I kind of maybe wanted more tragic story. I wasn't really cool with the ending leaving on such a happy note. But, I mean, I see a lot of people actually liking this. I mean, it is similar. It does have a similar feel to the other American Horror Story seasons I've seen. So, like, I think hardcore fans will probably enjoy it a lot. But just for me, like, I originally tried to start with Murder House. And I got, I think, like six episodes in, and I bailed out. I was just like, fuck, I'm done. Like, I can't do this one anymore because it didn't hit with me at all. But then I ended up liking Freak Show, and I really like Asylum's probably my favorite. Yeah.
I did the exact same thing, Kruger. I started, and that's why I didn't watch the series until 84. I didn't watch them. I tried to watch Murder House. I probably got about six in. Then I was finally like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know how long, but I was like, fuck, I guess I'll finish it just to finish it. And I did. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need to watch season two.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
I was letting Kruger if he had anything else before I finish.
Oh, just fucking lobster hands and fucking Freak Show is hilarious.
Yes.
I'd like him back. I thought he was great. I mean, he did come back, but not lobster hands. I'm sorry. The what was his name? The seal looking dude. I can't remember his name. No. The tattooed dude in Freak Show.
Whatever, we got Piggy Man, and I'm stoked.
Yeah.
But
Dan, you keep trying to skip me over like always.
My bad.
Because didn't you already go, Dan?
I had one other thought, but
you say it before. Go ahead. You're like,
I didn't. One thing that they could have made this better, I didn't quite like with the bullies where they just sort of like, we're cool. It's like, no, come on.
That was stupid.
Yeah, we need some. I mean, if you wanted to end it like that.
Because they were stoked, they can look forever young.
Yeah.
They did, but I needed a little more of a bang there at the end.
Yeah,
when she killed him, it was awesome. Because, yeah, it's like, oh, fuck yeah. But I don't know. Maybe that's the moment.
Well, like I was saying earlier, Murder House didn't do it for me. I actually ended up watching a fan edit that was the first movie condensed to a couple hours, which I actually, it played better for me. I thought there was too much filler, but I actually like this better than Murder House. I did really like it. I know you mentioned it's similar. I haven't watched the long version in so long. I can't tell beat by beat. The one thing I did want to say to defend the decision, because it for an anthology show, one being two episodes and two relating to the series, I think you got to do something to bring, like, you don't want a Friday the 13th situation where that's people true. Tune in wanting, you know, expecting that and not getting it.
My beef wasn't the tie-in. I think that's awesome. I hope they all do. My beef was, why is it two parts?
No, I know, and that was the other thing. I get that one, but it's not like they dropped them a week apart. They dropped them the same day.
Then don't split them. You can split them.
I know. Well, like I said, that's a syndication thing. If they ever sell them off syndication, they have two episodes ready to go.
It felt like the start of a new season in a way. Like at the very end, it felt like it was going to have one other, if I didn't know any better, it was going to have one other big thing that's like, oh, this isn't over yet.
Really? I thought it felt done.
Here's one thing I would like to see out of it, and most anthologies don't do this. Freddy's Nightmares did it a lot. We'd get sequel episodes that continue certain stories. So, like, maybe in, like, a later season, 10 episodes, they could do something more with this. Or whatever they do in season 2, they could, like, well, we want to revisit that down the line. And I think that concept would be, you know, cool to see that again. Like, someone... If we want to see more from a story, they're like, well, let's go back and do more from that story.
I think the tone works for the general tone of American Horror Story works for an anthology, because there's been some pretty crazy shit that, you know, you can't, maybe you're not as successful stretching over a whole season.
Well, technically American Horror Story is an anthology series. It's just not weekly anthology. Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
It is. It's
instead of episodes, it's just seasons.
Yeah. Traditional though.
Yeah, just like how the Terror too. Like the Terror is kind of doing that now. I don't know if the Terror is getting the third season, but at least that's what they did with the first two.
I don't think so. That the Terror is a great novel, by the way. There's a lot more to it. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, hey, I was entertained. I thought the lead was really strong. Her girlfriend, I thought, was also very strong. I almost felt like, man, you could do a prequel episode on her, like Todd was saying, you know, like her journey or even something after. Because I thought she should have been in on that revenge too. You know, they should have like killed that guy together. She can on Halloween.
You go all the way over there to, I think it was Arizona or something.
Well, you find
a 16-hour round trip, right, Kruger?
She could have kidnapped him and if brought Kruger him
could
over.
Do it the day, she could do it the day.
Yeah.
I doubt she has to sleep either.
Shit. Dude, you know what is funny? Though the ghost girlfriend of Scarlet, where that she ended up seeing her parents, is actually the town I'm living in now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are we going to rate the show? Episodes?
We normally don't.
We just recommend. So far, I recommend.
I recommend.
Good start.
Yeah.
I say if you like the other stuff, check it out. But
yeah, I don't think it's. Yeah, I agree with that. I think you have to like already go in liking the whole concept.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will fight for that, Dan. It is also an anthology series.
Just not a traditional one, but I
no, it's not a weekly one. It's not weekly. It's still traditional.
And also it all starts to tie into, but that's an interesting debate. I don't know. I'd say no, but fair enough. You can make the case.
They call it an anthology series though. So you yell at them.
I'll yell at them.
Write your letters. All right.
We'll care.
Well, now we're going to go full spoilers.
Yes. For
the other stuff we got. So, Dan, tell them something before we do it.
Guys, this is the point where if you don't want to be completely spoiled, you may want to bow out. If you don't care, hey, cool. But if you're picky, pick back up later. And remember, guys, like, share, subscribe, comment, and pound that notification bell, please, on YouTube. It helps the channel grow.
That's what I was trying to get you to do, Dan. That was my prompt. So, spoilers.
Sweet. Where are we starting, guys?
Should we reverse?
Yeah.
Okay. What movie did we do last?
Purge.
the bunny scene, I did like the whole bunny getup. Like, I thought they looked really fucking cool, and how that they had the, I don't know what the fuck they call it, the No Country from Old Men fucking thing about the stabber in the fucking head. I thought that was cool. And then when her boss comes in and he fucking baseball bats the cleaver into one of the bunny's heads, that was fucking sick as hell. And then he just kicks it fucking in, like, just again, I thought that was really nice. But outside of that, yeah, I wasn't, it's not fucking good. Don't check it out.
I have no spoilers.
I got none for that.
I hated it. That's a
that's and, not a spoiler, Dan.
And we'll reserve spoilers for Escape Room for another time once our two buddies watch it. So.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I don't. Do any of us have anything on Great White? I don't.
I wanted to punch the fucking shit out of that Asian motherfucker. Toss over the Samoan dude or whatever the fuck he is. Yeah. That is some fucked up shit. Get your fucking ass off my boat. Fuck him. That part,
I agree. Yeah, and that would have at least given you a satisfying moment, because I'm like, he just gets to sit here after doing that? No.
Yeah.
He's fucking I knock him out, break his arms, whatever, and use him as bait to get so I can get my fat ass away. That is how that goes. That is how that goes. Just sorry, dude. Boom.
Yeah, that part is the only thing I wanted to talk about, because that pissed me off to no end. You're just going to let him sit here and almost survive.
If the girl has a problem with it, she goes over.
You can go too. Yeah. Sorry. Take your grandfather with you.
All right. I think we do for initiation. I know Kruger Aslan.
Just the fucking, so the whole kill where he gives the kid the swirly, like, what the fuck was the, wait, what was your problem, Pugs? Because for me, I was like, how the fuck do you not, like, give him a swirly and have the imagery of his head there with the blood all over the fucking place with the, you know, with the water. He picks him back up and puts him with his fucking hands over his head. I thought that was stupid as shit.
That was another part where I'm like, are they spelling something? Because the first one kind of looked like a T or a Y, and then this could be an A or whatever. But my main problem was that actor in particular sucks. Like, he was just fucking dead. Like, dude, you're dying. You don't have to be a little... whatever you're doing is fucked up. The whole white room just so that blood can come out bigger, then splatter it more. It was way too small of a puddle. That whole thing just rubbed me the wrong way. Fuck that shit. I hate it. But I do like the fucking... like, if I had a daughter, and I would do something like this for her, because I get that. So put me on the jury, fucking... I forgot his name, but the dad... I find innocent. He went to go protect his daughter. He maybe overreacted a little bit, but hey, I don't have a kid. I'm sure if I did, I would do the same thing. So that the reasoning behind that, I get. But yeah, as a whole, the movie's just fine.
I feel like he could have like sent her away somehow before he went on his rampage. But there were probably, if you really think about it, but
that would draw attention to her though. Then she'd be a suspect.
Yeah,
that's true.
And I also thought it was going to be like, if it's weird that it's that daughter and not the daughter from the year previous that was attacked as well, but whatever.
All right. That's all I got. Do we have anything on Pig? I thought we'd have more spoilers on this.
It's not a heavy spoiler movie, really. I mean,
I was gonna say the only reason I didn't give it like a 4.5 or 5 is because like my initial besides the hunger and that I shit you not, my stomach was growling for the movie. So I've just lost my train of thought. It was just like, it wasn't what I expected. And I still want the movie that I thought I was promised. So yeah. I think that kind of hindered it for me, but I guarantee you over time, I'm going to just own it and be like, it's a masterpiece. So I don't know, that's all I got.
I think maybe the rewatch factor is the only reason I didn't like go all the way with it. And, but I really enjoyed the film. If you just, again, it's not going to be what people expect, but I don't think you should hold that against the movie. I hope people don't.
Yeah.
I
all right. Well, I guess that's all of our spoilers. We had a short one tonight.
Yeah.
Not a short show, but short spoilers. do we have anything else before we get out here then?
Well, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out all of our links, including our Teespring store. There will be new stuff coming. Lots of cool things. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We're getting ready to film something else here with Kruger. So check that out. You will only see that on our Patreon. It all starts at just $1. So we appreciate your support. As I said, guys, comment, hit that like button. That's huge on YouTube. So if you do watch us and you do like us, hey, hit it. Helps the channel grow. And we are also on Discord, which is very active right now. So if you use that, hop on there. We're on the Twitch. We're on everything. Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group. Join that. And follow us at Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter. And you can also follow us all individually as well.
Correctamundo. Yep. And with that being said, gentlemen, let's get the fuck out of here. Dan?
Good night.
Kyle Shine?
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.